Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
I have been driven to my knees many times, said the American president Abraham Lincoln, by the realization that there was nowhere else to go. It's quite amazing, however, how high you can reach by bowing your heart and knees before the Almighty. Your desperation becomes God's opportunity. A helicopter was taking flak from the enemy, and the tail gunner used his radio to call for help, fearful the chopper might be shot out of the sky. "Watch your position," barked the radio operator. Immediately he responded, "Kneeling." It's with that humility, submission, and surrender that you can find God's help, that you can personally discover what so many have learned. There is a refuge, a place of quiet rest nearer to the heart of God. Sometimes what you say isn't nearly as important as the attitude of your heart. A little child's tears do far more to move the heart of a father than his persuasive words of argument. When a Salvation Army worker despaired of succeeding in his assignment, he wrote a letter to William Booth, the founder of this ragtag army, who went into slums, into saloons, and into brothels, rescuing those in the clutches of sin and need. He wrote, "I've tried everything. What shall I try now?" Back came a 2-word reply, "Try tears." When someone walks in darkness, having sustained a blow of one kind or another, he or she feels as if the heaven is brass, as though God went back into his heaven and closed the door, as though either he doesn't notice or doesn't care. Try kneeling before the King. Try tears, pouring out your heart, telling God why you feel disconnected, why you feel like an orphan. Then what? Is the heaven to open and your Father who sees your distress will take note and will honor the promises of his word? No, I cannot prove that to your satisfaction, but you can. That's where simple faith comes into the picture. Faith that there is one who does see your tears and knows your distress. The book of Hebrews says, "Anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." Yes, I know you feel silly kneeling before someone you do not see, praying to someone who doesn't always say, "Poor child, you have really been disadvantaged. Let me send an angel to knock off your enemies." So how do you know? That's where you need to fall back on the promises of God. Jesus said, "Whoever comes to me, I will in no wise cast out." The way you know is by doing it. If you've lost your way in the darkness of circumstances, come home. If you've never knelt before God and never poured out your heart, just say what you feel and think. I know people who have prayed, "God, I don't know if you're there, but if you are, I desperately need to hear from you. Please hear my cry and see my tears." Instead of asking God to rain fire down on your enemies, start with your own heart and ask for forgiveness for the part you have played in disrupting a marriage, a friendship, a relationship, or whatever. Search your heart before him. Ask him for a new one, a conscience washed by his blood, and new light for the next step. Then you too, friend, with David may say, "I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles." And that is where you want to be. If you have paper and pencil, jot down Psalm 32. And as you read that psalm, see yourself reflected in the picture that you'll find there. I'm Harold Sala. I'd love to hear from you. A word of encouragement is always a blessing, and let us know how God has used guidelines in your life. You can go to our webpage, guidelines.org, and send an email or find resources to help. Or just send an email to guidelines@guidelines.org.